Hello, welcome to Betch Slapped. I'm Aileen.
I'm Jordana.
Was that an interesting hello? I always like to change it up every time.
I feel like this week you have like a crazy week going on. You've got like activities.
It's so many fucking activities. I'm so excited to get skinny.
Is it weird that I was thinking about your activities and getting secondhand like overwhelmed?
I'm not overwhelmed. I'm like I said, well, I'm really excited.
Fun,
when
yeah.
When we had our book tour, I was overwhelmed with the activities, but like because I'm so busy, I didn't have any time to think about what I was eating. So like I got mad thin. It was amazing. You guys could listen to that more on Diets Are Smart. But anyway, yeah, so I'm pumped. So tonight I'm going, or rather on Monday, how should we do this? Should we pretend like we're not pre-recording this?
No, we're recording this on Monday. Yeah. It comes out today on Tuesday.
Right.
And Aileen is going to two Mumford concerts.
I'm so fucking obsessed with Mumford and Sons, and I know that's so basic of me, but I don't fucking care what you guys think.
I mean, it's not like Ariana Grande is like more basic, I think, than Mumford.
No, Mumford is like even worse.
Fake basic?
Because it's like
you think you're not basic?
I think I'm like alternative, but I'm honestly right. A little bit alternative. Like, I don't really love, I wouldn't go to pop music, like maybe just for fun if somebody gave me free tickets, but
right.
I paid a fuck ton of money to see Mumford.
They are really good. I went with you to one concert. I've only been to one, unlike you.
Yeah.
When they came out with their last album, which was amazing.
Yes.
That was my favorite album of theirs.
Wilder Mind.
I think it was Winds.
No, Mind. It's a song. Wilder Mind.
I think the whole album was called Wilder Winds.
So no, there's no Winds.
Okay,
you're just thinking M and W are flipped over, dyslexic.
Oh, sorry.
No, wait. So the first concert, that's the one that I ever went to. It was the night before I got my breast reduction. And I remember it because I had to be sober. I couldn't drink water. I couldn't drink whatever. And I just like lived through the music.
They do have a great.
So incredible.
I have to say, I did like that concert. I don't go to many concerts.
Yeah.
I just really don't like crowds like at all.
Yeah, no, me neither at all. I hate crowds, especially in this day and age.
They are like, really good though.
It's massive. Yeah, I've been to like maybe three more. And then the last one I went to, Rusty bought me tickets for, I think it was my birthday. And we went to the BB&T stadium, and like I was so close to them. I was like four people away and I took edibles and it was just literally the best experience of my life. But Rusty was making fun of me because he's like, you won't take your phone off like in front of you. Like, just watch it.
Oh, yeah, you're
it.
Like watching the concert through your phone.
But I was so high. So I was like, what are you talking about? But it was amazing. I'm so excited. My mom is taking me the second night as our Hanukkah gift.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
You're two in a row. You're not fazed by the two in a row.
I don't care that it's the exact same set list.
And then on Wednesday, we have the Deadly Class premiere.
Yes, that's going to be fun.
About.
And Thursday, we're going out to dinner to celebrate our Forbes thing.
Yeah.
And
big week.
Big week.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Thursday won't be skinny. Gonna ball out. But anyway.
There'll be hors d'oeuvres on Wednesday. I'm excited.
There will
that.
Be hors d'oeuvres served.
It's like the alternative to There Will Be Blood.
Yeah.
There Will Be Hors d'oeuvres.
It's the sequel.
There Will Be Abs.
What'd you do this weekend?
I didn't do anything too exciting. I had like a weird family. Like, I didn't know it was a family reunion essentially on Sunday.
I saw your Instas. Yeah.
Cause my uncle was like, he lives in Rhode Island and he just had, another baby, even though he's like older.
Yeah.
But he was like, oh, we're going to be in the city. Like, we're going to have a brunch at Serafina in the Upper West Side. Like, you should I'll come. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I don't know. I have a workout class at 1, so I don't know. But like, and then happened to wake up early. So I like went just literally just because I woke up early and nothing else to do.
Yeah.
And it was like this whole family, like there were like guys passing around like Bellinis and mimosas. It was like a whole, like there was a preset menu. I was like, I didn't know. You made this seem like a casual brunch. I'm wearing my workout clothes.
It was like a bridal shower. How did they know how many people were coming? Like, they made a reservation for like 25.
We had like a room.
But if it was such a casual invite, he would have just sat alone in the room.
I think like they had probably had enough people confirmed. Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
And you were a maybe?
Yeah. My family is very disorganized, as you know.
But like, that seems organized.
Yeah, that's why we were all like shocked.
Oh,
and then we get there and me and my siblings are just like, who's paying for this?
Who paid for it?
I guess he did. Because like, I was like, it would have been
Uncle F.
Uncle F.
That's
Uncle
really
Fred.
Funny. It, yeah. I had also a eating weekend. Just, I ate so much shit.
Yeah.
At Shake Shack yesterday.
I had ramen last night.
Mm.
It was very intense. But
after Serafina?
Like at night.
So like
Serafina was
day.
Like 11 a.m.
Oh, yeah. I see.
But then for ramen at night, So they delivered it to my boyfriend's apartment, but I scheduled it on Seamless to come at 7:30.
Yeah.
But they just, I guess, disregarded that and delivered it at 5:30. Yeah. So then I called them and I'm like, I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't at his apartment yet.
Yeah.
And I was like, they're like, okay, we'll resend it. So now he has like
so much ramen.
Two entire ramen meals.
He's going to eat ramen all week.
I know. Well, good thing he's naturally thin. He'll be fine.
He is naturally thin. Yeah. And then after Shake Shack, I got... Fuck. Oh, wait. This crazy story. It was like a big family Shake Shack. All of Rusty's family came over to my apartment. It was like kind of like a welcome to my new apartment. And they ordered a shit ton of Shake Shack. But the guy from Postmates stole the Shake Shack. He stole it. Was like,
I didn't know he stole it
because
they said they sent it.
Picked it up and then he marked it as like delivered and then he just stole it, like, literally. So we had to like, we waited an hour.
Did he get fired?
I don't know. I was like, no one cared at that point. We're like, we don't care if this guy gets fired, get us some fucking food,
right?
Because we waited a whole hour and then all of a sudden it was
done. That's the worst, when you're like, I just want the food.
I
like,
know.
The refund won't make me happy.
Yeah.
The
credit, well, refunds always make me happy.
Credits don't make me. No, it's sometimes it's like, I don't care about a credit. I just want the food.
Yeah, just get me the food. Warm. It didn't come so warm.
I'm sorry, guys, if you're not entertained by our discussion of all the food that we've eaten this weekend.
And then I had insomnia after that, so. Yeah.
But anyway. I also did watch the Mrs. Maisel season two.
Yes, that's what I was getting to.
I watched two episodes of that.
Yeah. What do you think?
I like it. I think sometimes it does, maybe unpopular opinion, sometimes it's a little slow for me. Like the whole scene, I watched the first two episodes and they go to Paris and like, the whole thing was like, it felt a little draggy to me. And I get like, I like the dialogue where it's like fast and they're back and forth and it's like whatever. But sometimes I'm just like, I don't know. Sometimes it doesn't hit the, like, I have to be like in a real mood for it.
Well, I kept watching. I liked.
It is a good show. It's like smart, funny show.
So her stand up, like I really, one of her stand up routines was so, so good. I don't remember which episode was it. I'm like on the episode where they go to the summer house in Catskills. And I really like this change of scenery.
Is it like Dirty Dancing?
Kind of. Yeah. It's technically like, it's the same idea.
Okay.
Cause it's like Jewish families going there every summer. Right. And it's like, there's activities. Kind of sounds so fun. I want to do it. But I used to go. It's basically like, I used to go to the Pocono Mountains with my grandma every summer.
Yeah. I went with your family skiing up there once.
Yeah, but it's different in the summer.
Right.
They have like, it's sort of exactly the same thing. I guess I used to do that. We have like a small little cabin. It was called Nadacha, if any Russians are listening. And you just go. And then like, it was fun. I don't know. It was so weird. But I like this season. I like... She talks very fast.
Right. I like it.
Which it's I get. Like the Gilmore
Girls
Paris
thing, I was like, I'm ready for them to like get out of there. I didn't find it.
I think
that
they needed to do that to make the parents, to set up the parents to show that they have a good relationship now, because they were like at a stale place in the last season. And now they're like, they have more personality now that they're kind of happy.
Right.
Well, I don't want to give anything away, actually, but not that that's at all dramatic at all. Like, we're not giving anything away, but you guys, I kind of like it.
I don't know, but it's hard for me to watch like 10 episodes of it in a row.
Oh, definitely. You have to watch one at a time.
Not unlike The Real Housewives of Orange County, which I forced Aileen to watch the early seasons.
I've never seen it.
And then something around about the month of December makes me watch like shows that, like reality shows that debuted 10 years ago. Last year it was Real Housewives of New York.
Yeah.
This year it's Real Housewives of the OC and of Orange County. And it's actually like the first season kind of the first season is basically just about like the individual families. They hardly ever even interact.
It's a documentary.
It's right. And it's like reality, it's very different show. From even the reunion is basically like them sitting at the pool.
I didn't watch that either.
It's like it was
also
terrible.
Their like lifestyle of being like rich is so different from like what they are now. Like they're not trying to be flashy about it. It's kind of interesting.
They're not, you think?
First season, no. It's like,
I feel like it's so like, they, it's like, still kind of like Chili's. Trashy. Though.
Yeah.
Like it seems like maybe it's like from watching it from like an East Coast thing. I'm just kind of like, these women are just like overly tanned. And that's something saying from me. and like fake boobs and just like, it seems like kind of tacky.
It is.
You know
it
what
is.
I mean? It's all
I mean,
very
it still
tacky.
Is. LA is still tacky.
I guess Real Housewives in general as a franchise is like relatively tacky.
The most disgusting thing though about that show is Slade. And I watched half of season one. I got
so.
Back. I know. I've watched like sort when I lived with Marielle. She obsessed with the OC and she watched the season when like Vicky's married to the guy who fakes cancer. And
I did not get to that part.
So I thought that it was news. It was like news.
Okay.
Sorry. But it's like a whole plot line. It's like very exciting, but I watched it.
Uh-huh.
And so, and then I remember Slade because he like marries, what's her name?
Gretchen.
Gretchen.
Did they get married ever? I felt like they were maybe just engaged.
I don't know.
I don't know. The best part about the show is not even watching the show. It's like deep stalking the people because you've seen them 10 years longer. And it's like, you're like, I know what, it's like weird to watch someone when you know what happens to them.
Very
in their
weird.
Life. It's
like very kind of weird. Because then you can look out for clues.
Right.
Like when I was watching New York from the beginning and like watching Bethany, like.
Yeah. And with Jason.
Yes.
And they're so like obsessed with each other.
It's so wild.
Yeah.
It's like you're like a. Like, what are they
called? Or Luann and, like, what's his name?
Luann looks exactly the same.
She does. She looks great.
Yeah, Countess. But, yeah, so the most disgusting thing is Slade. I mean, granted, the way that he speaks to his ex-wife, Joe, or ex-fiance, Joe, I don't know what happens with them, but he's like, doesn't want her to work, which I get because she's a housewife. This is a reality show about housewives. But she's like, I kind of want to get, like, maybe a job. I've always wanted to be, like, a mortgage broker or something.
Right.
And somehow she gets her dream job over the night. And Bravo does not help. And he's like, what do you mean you got a job? Are you thinking about us when you made this decision? And she's like, what are you talking about? It's just all so fucked up.
Well, I mean, okay, so the OC has a lot more wives that don't work, I think, than a lot of other real housewife things.
Yeah.
Like, usually they have, like, some sort of job. And I think especially in season one, like, most of the housewives aren't really.
But I think that's the idea. It was the first show. Yeah, it was like in the franchise.
Was it New York first?
No, OC's first.
Oh,
well, OC's then, number one.
Okay, now that makes
and
sense.
And then OC, and then New York started maybe like a couple seasons in.
I mean, I also think that Slade is very smiley. Slade's his last name. Is very like slimy and like
disgusting,
weird
slimy, fake, but rich. Doesn't this, actually have money.
Definitely fake rich, and you can see that with when he's with Gretchen. Like she's.
Oh, I didn't watch
like
it.
Totally poor.
Yeah.
But he doesn't pay the child support. But I also see where he's like. He's like, I just pay for all your shit and you just go out with your friends all night and you like don't do anything. So I could see why he might.
He doesn't want her to do anything.
What?
He doesn't want her to do anything. She's like, I'm bored. I want it. He's like, you have to take care of the house. And,
right.
And she's like, there's nothing to take care of. Like, what do you mean? And then so then she gets this job and then he has to get an assistant.
Right.
And then
did you see the whole episode where he like goes on this business meeting and the guy and he's like trying to impress the guy with where he lives?
The fucked up thing though, when he goes, sorry guys that we're recapping a show from 20 years ago.
You guys should watch it. It's great.
It's fucked up the way that they like, they make, okay, they have no film. It's so uncensored.
Oh,
the
it's really
shit.
Fucked. They say really fucked up things that would
really
not be okay today at all.
Shit. And I get it. Like a lot of shows like 20 years ago, it was a different time. But like watching it now.
It's weird that it was only like 2004. Like even that seems like, I can't believe 2004 you could say those things.
Well, yeah. But I mean, you can't really like blame them. I mean, they were allowing these people to say it on TV. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's kind of, it's just.
And there's not even like discussion about it being messed up. Like sometimes people say things still on TV that are messed up, but then it's like a whole thing. Like, I can't believe you said that. And now it's like not, it's just very casual.
Nobody flinches.
Right. Like, okay. So there's one part where Gina's sons are fighting Colton and, what the fuck is his name?
Shane,
who looks a lot like this guy that Elena and I used to hang out with in high school.
My first kiss.
He does look just, right? Doesn't he act and look just
identical.
Like him? It was like freaking me out.
Yeah.
And like, his attitude is also just reminds me of him too. I was like, oh my God, is this his like doppelganger?
Okay.
Anyway.
Whatever. He's cute.
He is really cute. He is very, believe me, he's very cute.
Okay.
But they're fighting and the younger brother like casually just calls him like the F word for like gay. And it's just like no one even mentioned comments
no
on it.
No one
it's
says
just like
one
they're
thing.
Just casually like that's just part of their fight.
Yeah, it's just wild. They like say racist shit all the time.
Yeah.
And that too. And it's just like wild, but it's so crazy. You could just watch it and like it happens and you're just like, wow.
It really is
a
period piece.
It kind of is. Everyone should watch it, honestly. The whole Slade thing, the way that he talks about like, oh, I can't. I hate him.
Yeah. Anyway, if you guys like this, let us know. If you were like, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about, you need to talk about something else. Also, let us know. Email slapped@betches.com and give us some input on this because I actually could talk about this for hours. in a sad, sad way.
Sad, right, sad.
Let's do some emails. But when we get back from this break. So guys, today we are sponsored by Living Proof, which is this amazing company that makes hair products. They make really great shampoo and conditioner, and also they have this really great hair mask, which I've tried, and afterwards my hair is like real, it's like basically like a Xanax for my hair.
Oh my god, I want
it. Relaxes my hair.
I want great. That one.
I use it once a week. It's amazing.
I use the shampoo conditioner that's like Restore, which I've mentioned before. It's actually so good. It's like revitalized my hair, which was kind of dry before because I've like gotten it colored so much, and then I used it because I wanted to restore it, and now it's like all shiny and I love it.
Yeah, their products are actually really, really great. That's because they're made with like the technology made from by MIT scientists, who are very smart. So you know you're dealing with science and not just like marketing gimmicks.
Right. I totally, totally agree. I think that's so important because you walk into like a drugstore and you have no idea what to buy because it's just like all these things flashing at you. And I honestly just want someone to tell me this actually works. This makes your hair healthy, long, grow. And
it's hard to cut through the marketing gimmicks.
I'm really, really into Living Proof, and they've actually won 8 Best of Beauty Breakthrough Awards. So, I mean, it's delivering results, Jordana.
Yeah, it definitely has. And I like as we've you and I have personally struggled with maintaining our hair
our whole lives. So
it's always great to find a product that actually works.
So do what I did and make the switch to. So do what we did and make the switch to Living Proof today by visiting livingproof.com/slapped and use promo code SLAPPED, that's SLAPPED, to get a free sample of their award-winning dry shampoo with your purchase. That's livingproof.com/slapped, promo code SLAPPED, for a free sample of dry shampoo with your purchase, livingproof.com/slapped, promo code SLAPPED. Okay. Let's do some emails now that we're back from said break.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Okay. Hey, Betches. I would love your take on this issue. I'm starting PA school in January, and I'm not sure where I should live during grad school. Right now, I live in a house with my boyfriend and 2 other male roommates. These 2 are brothers. I love living with my boyfriend and our dog, but I don't vibe very well with the brothers. They can be stressful for me to be around. Different political views, strong personalities, etc. And one of them always wants to do a group cleaning of the house on Saturday mornings. What the fuck? I'm all about cleaning, but I'll do it on my own schedule. Thank you very much. Also, we rent from the brothers' parents, so I feel like a guest in someone else's house, even though the 4 of us moved in all at the same time. The great part about living here is that I'm with my boyfriend and dog, and it is cheap. Currently, I work 3 p.m. to 11 p.m., 4 days a week, so I don't see the roommates much. But when I do, I can feel very on edge. During school, I will see them a lot more, and I'm scared that I will have home stress on top of all my school stress. I could move back in my parents, who are in the next town over, but I will miss my boyfriend and dog. He would stay with the BF, and probably would still spend nights with them, making my life feel too scattered. Help! And thanks so much. I love you girls and all your podcast heart. I don't know, man.
That's
difficult. I don't know.
I think it's difficult. I think you should move home because, like, until you can afford to just live with your boyfriend. Because I think that actually having like a toxic, negative living situation like really affects your life in ways that.
Yeah,
like,
but since when does living at home not feel toxic?
She said she wouldn't mind living at home.
It's until she moves home. Trust me.
Maybe she has chill parents.
This doesn't change anything. It's still your parents.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks when you don't have when you don't have enough money to be able to choose and live how you'd like. That's like one of the toughest things, I think.
Yeah, I think it is. It's just like choosing from a shit. That's why I was like, I don't know, man. Like, you have to
one
just
shitty
choose
situation
over
versus another
the
shitty
other.
Situation.
You have to kind of maybe like this is in my. I would honestly make a pros and cons list of moving home versus. For staying and then like decide from there. And like, have you ever brought this up to your boyfriend? How does he feel about moving separately from each other? He's gonna have to pay more
maybe
for that
the two
space.
Of you could just kind of do more weekend activities and not be in the apartment also.
Yeah, that's also very possible, but then it's like you're forcing yourself out. Maybe like you can put an
or you guys can find different roommates.
You can find
like more
different roommates. You can find you could maybe
that's
put
it. I didn't even think of that.
Right. You could move out somewhere else that's not your parents. You could put a stop like a move out date, like maybe so you know that this is coming in the future and you just know that cuz sometimes when you feel something is like forever, it starts to drain, not drag.
Right, then you get like depressed about
so
it.
So if you say like okay, in like a year, I'm going to hang on to this for a year. I'm not going to complain. I'm just going to deal with it. It's going to suck, but you know, we make sacrifices until we make money. And then you just know that you're going to move out then.
Right.
But you have to make that decision with him. I don't know if he's going to be happy about you moving home because he's going to have to pay more. And that kind of like.
Right. And the two of you could just find an equally cheap situation where you live with other people that you get along with
it's
better.
It's so true. Yeah. And yeah.
Right. Like you can still like find it. You can still live with other people together, but just not with these particular people. Like if you have a roommate and you don't like them, find a different roommate.
Yeah. Right. It's true. And it could be your parents if you want, but
get the lawn, all the laundry done.
Yeah. And I mean, maybe both of you can move in with your parents for like a short period of time while you save some money.
Guys love that.
Yeah, they love that.
They love living with spending extra time with your parents.
I would be so sad to leave my dog. But anyway, that's what I would do. I would choose the end date because I don't want to make like all of the
depends
motions.
How quick you, like you're going to have to. If you're gonna have to live with roommates for a really long time, then like find new roommates.
Yeah, we also don't know how terrible these guys are, and like about the cleaning, just
whatever.
Ask,
they don't
like,
they don't jive.
Yeah, like okay, you've been watching too much OC. they're doing too much dope. Okay, we're gonna be right back, and then we'll do another email.
Okay, guys. So today we're sponsored by Talkspace, and. Anyone who knows us knows we love therapy.
Love.
Love therapy. I think everyone should have a therapist. And companies like Talkspace are allowing like that to be just an easier process because it can be kind of overwhelming to like find a therapist and then go see them and everything like that. But Talkspace is great because they're an online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere at any time. All you need is a computer with internet connection or the Talkspace app so you can like improve your mental health if you're having like a really hard time. Yeah. You don't have to like go out and find someone. Let's say you don't have time to like go and see someone in an appointment. This is just a great alternative.
And you don't even really need, therapy isn't for someone who's just like, it just has like is depressed or something. Right. You can be in any stage of your life. You can be happy and just like kind of just, you it's could great, need to right. someone, you need a sounding board for your ideas,
your
thoughts.
Who has no skin in the game.
Who has no bias, who isn't there to want to talk about themselves or just waiting for you to be done.
Right.
You know, like it's actually, it makes
who's
you feel.
Trained.
Who's trained to deal with your emotions, who has actually like, who has, when I talk to a therapist, they like give me like a worksheet just to think about like how are you behaving? Like maybe there's a way to change your thoughts. So I think it's just like a way to help you grow and become like a better person. And I love it. So
it's great. Yeah. So, and the Talkspace platform has over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing life challenges that we all face. And to match with the perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, which definitely gets expensive, go to Talkspace.com/betch and use the code BETCH to get $45 off your first month and show your support for this show. That's BETCH and Talkspace.com/betch. Okay, there's another email. I will read it.
Do it.
Dear Batches, I'm such a fan of y'all and all your podcasts. Something happened to me this weekend that I need your opinion on. A girl who I have recently become very close with, who I met at work, told me that one of my best friends and roommate hooked up with my ex-boyfriend. The girl who told me is very honest and trustworthy and has no reason to lie about it and observe the situation firsthand. The alleged hooking up and talking occurred between the two separate times I dated this guy. I was never told about this from my ex-boyfriend or my friend. The relationship was ended by me, and I don't have feelings for this guy anymore, but I'm really struggling with her betrayal. The fact she would go behind my back for months and never see a reason to tell me about it, even when I rekindled things with this guy, makes me so sick to think about. I'm not sure if I should confront her or not. We have a good living situation after figuring things out, and I don't want to disturb the peace, but every time we talk, I keep thinking about it. Should I just keep it to myself knowing that she is a bad friend and can't be trusted, or should I be straight up and give her a chance to deny it? Thanks, girls.
Okay, so
she has a roommate
who hooked up
with her ex-boyfriend between the times that they were together. They had broken up. She hooked up with him while they were broken up and never told her.
Oh, so it's not two different people that have hooked up with it. It's not one of my best friends.
She lives with her. She has her roommate. That's her best friend. That's one of her best friends.
Yeah.
And this girl hooked up with her boyfriend while they were broken up and didn't tell her.
Interesting. So what? So she wants to know, should she confront him?
I feel like she'll say she doesn't remember.
Yeah.
Because she was drunk or something. But not that that's an excuse. But I think you should definitely say something in a non-attacking way and in a way that's just like, hey, like, this is what I heard. It really hurt my feelings. It really makes me feel like I can't trust you. I know I'm not, maybe I wasn't together with him at the time, but I think that you know that that's something that would really hurt me. And,
But I think even before she goes, it seems like she only wants the answer to be no. Like she's saying like, or ask her straight up and give her a chance to deny it. Meaning like you have to be open to the fact that she's going to say she did it. You know what I mean? And then you have to deal with that. Like you're opening a wound.
Right.
So either like ignore it or not, just like she's probably going to say no and then it's going to be awkward. She might say yes, but you have to like maybe accept that because because are you going to move out if she says yes? Like how are you going to deal with it? Like you need to sort of mentally prepare before you.
What would you do if she said yes?
If she said yes, it depends how old I am during this this confrontation.
I think you'd want to hear like have. I think it's more about like their reaction to it because, okay, this guy's out of the picture now, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. He's out of the picture.
It's more like, so that issue isn't like something that's going to directly affect you in terms of like your, how this works with this guy and this girl and the thing. It's more just like, what does this mean about your friendship with this person? Mm-hmm. What does this mean about this person in general? Like,
right.
Like you, can you trust this person? Is this person looking out for you? Is this person have your back? Or does this person really just make a terrible mistake and like deeply regret
it? I've made a huge mistake.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm not, I mean, obviously there's no excuse for certain things, but I don't believe in like people are good or evil or like people, yeah, like, people betray you or don't. It's like you kind of, it's more important for me if you bring it up to her, what her reaction is.
Yeah. Like if she sort of is like, yeah, whatever. So who cares? That tells you that she like is not. Maybe doesn't have your best interest in heart in your friendship. But if she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Honestly, I was wasted and like I had no idea.
It didn't mean anything and I was just terrified to tell you.
Yeah. Like then it'd be like, okay, I understand. Shit happens. You could be mad, but I would just like put it in perspective because it's not like he's your current boyfriend. Right.
Right. And you could just say like, I really felt like I trusted you and you were someone I could depend on.
If like, okay, let's not would you rather, but what would you do if this is your current boyfriend and you found out your friend has hooked up with him in the past, like maybe you were on and off.
My current boyfriend.
He's not out of the picture, this guy. But you found out that like she accidentally hooked up with him when you guys were broken up, like maybe years ago.
So we're changing the question.
I'm sorry that we're not.
Well, first I would ask him.
Yeah.
I think. And like, I feel like
because now it's not just like it's not only your friendship, it's your relationship.
Right.
It's tough.
Again, I think it also depends on the reaction. Like if they're both just kind of like, that was a really, really fucked up, terrible thing that we did. And it was like one time and we just like were super drunk and we really didn't mean it. And like we felt terrible and we just felt like you didn't, like it didn't mean anything. So it would only hurt you to tell you.
What if it weren't drunk? Sorry, really? I want to find out
this much the most.
I'm just trying to make rather.
If you hook up with someone and you're not drunk, it means that there's like some sort of like
emotional
connection and like sort of premeditated thing.
Yeah.
People don't just like,
then it's fucked.
People don't just like stumble upon each other soberly and like make out.
Because I know like being drunk isn't an excuse, but it makes a huge difference in these scenarios.
In the sense of like premeditation. Premeditation is like, and you know exactly what you're doing.
Or not even premeditation, just like you've chosen to do this. Like not even like I met up with you because I know we're going to hook up. Like if you're together.
In full consciousness.
And then you hook up knowing it's bad.
Right.
And it's fucked. That would be different. So fucked up.
You mean like a something borrowed situation?
That's breakup material.
It's breakup for both material.
Yeah.
I think. It really, yeah. Like, I don't think that everything is black and white. Everything is like a shade of gray, but like.
50
that's,
shades.
That's why, right. That's why it's very important to get like the more than anything anyone does, like their reaction to the things that they do and like how they feel about them and how they feel about hurting you. And I think you can sense from most people like how much they have your back and how like much they care about your feelings.
Yeah, I would agree. So anyway, you want to play some games?
Let's do it.
Okay, now that we're on the Would You Rather train. Would you rather live with your boyfriend's parents for 5 years and then live in your dream home for the rest of your life? Or live in a home you think is just okay forever? Absolutely one.
Yeah. I think maybe two. I don't know. I don't want to live with anyone's parents.
I want my dream home.
No, five years is such a long time.
Not really. Like they pay you, save so much money. They do your laundry. They have food in the house all the time. You don't have to think about it. They have a backyard. Like, so not bad. The only thing that I would hate, it'd be like commuting, because your parents never really live in a convenient area.
Yeah, that. But 5 years is a very long time.
Again, also depends how old I am.
It depends how okay the okay house is.
It also depends what kind of parents. Like,
let's say you're like 35. Not
step parents.
Let's say you're 35.
Oh, no, no. Fuck that. Oh, 35 to 40?
Yeah.
Do I have children?
Yes.
Then I'd do it because they can watch them. But
it's better if you have children, right? You don't have children.
But also, like, you've lived your, like, super independent days out, and now you're just like, I need some fucking help, man.
So you're into it.
I'm into it. Like,
you, like, want to.
No, I don't. I'm just saying it's not that bad. It also depends on the type of parents. If you have super control, like, I wouldn't. So this is your boyfriend's parents. I don't think that I.
What about your parents?
Depends which one. I don't know. Mom, I love you so much. I don't know if I could live with her for 5 years.
Yeah, if it was my parents, definitely not.
Yeah, I don't know if his I could do that.
A little more likely because his mom's a really good cook too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's his. You also don't have like the years of burden of of shit that you remember and from like, living.
Not easily triggered.
Like my mom would just still come in and like talk about how I have to clean my room and I can't handle that.
Aileen and I have been friends since we were 10, and when we were like in middle school and I think high school, her mom would like take pictures with her like
big digital camera.
When of he, my we messy were out room. And she'd take a picture of the messy room and it would be like sitting on the bed when she got back.
The camera.
Like with the picture like, of it.
I know.
I see it.
Yeah, it's fucked up, but it didn't make me want to clean anything anymore.
Right.
I only wanted to clean when it was my own apartment.
Yeah, because you have to want to clean.
Now I'm a freak. You want to get better.
Right. You know you do. And someone like bitching at you to do something just makes it be like, worse. I'm only doing this to shut this person up. I don't really want to do it.
Whereas
if the person's like, this is do you, you're much more likely to want to do
so
it.
It's so true. It's so true. And so I have to like take that because now I'm a control freak, which I sometimes, now that I'm watching the OC and like I'm hearing Vicky.
You think you're Vicky?
I'm not as crazy as her. But
she gets
like,
crazier
I
too.
Understand when, because she's driving in the car with Don and she's like.
She's so mean to Don.
She's mean to Don, but Don's like annoying.
I like Don.
He's
sometimes rude to her though too.
Like, yeah, he's such a like a loser. Sorry, no offense to Don, but like he's not like picking up his slack. He's not like he's not nice to her either.
He also doesn't care about like making like she. Here's the thing: she with Vicky and Don. Not to bring this back, but,
sorry,
but Vicky is like out. Vicky assumes that everyone wants the same things that she wants, which is like an amazing house and like. Like more things and more expensive shit and the nice rings and the nice homes and the nice cars. And like the rest of her family is like, listen, like, and she's like, well, they want me to like work less, but they also don't like, they want all this shit. And it's like, no, like you just think you want this shit. They don't want this shit. They don't really care about this shit as much as you do. That. But that's your, in your head, you're like rationalizing.
I haven't watched enough to make a judgment on Don. So I'll take it back. Okay. But when she was driving with him, like, I'm not at this level of crazy and controlling, but when she's driving with him and he's like, they're going on their date night to like fucking Martini World, she
they go to Mastro's and have those amazing.
It was literally the place is called
Go to Mastro's.
Where is it?
It's in Midtown. It's like a steakhouse.
I've been there.
They have the most amazing.
Okay,
martinis.
I'm gonna go. I love martinis, but anyway, the place is called like Martini World, and they're driving and he's driving and she's just like, why are you going so slow? She's like, this is what happens when I don't get drive. I need control. I feel like
I'm more of the Don.
I feel empathy for her like need to control things because I feel it, but I'm not obviously not as bad. Right. Like people can drive for me. I love it. I sit on my phone.
Yeah.
But like I can sense it. Like I can sense it just building and her just like wanting to hold on to anything she could. Like when she's leaving the house and the phone's ringing, she's like, oh,
I can't wait for you to watch more. Season 5 is where it gets amazing. Okay. Season 5 for me is like
so far the peak. I skipped 2, so now I'm on 3.
2 sucks. 3 is better. 4 is better than 3. And 5 is great.
Okay, great. Anyway, what were we just talking about?
We were talking about living with your boyfriend's parents.
Okay, let's do the next one.
Okay. Would you rather listen to Christmas music for 10 months of the year or listen to no music for 10 months of the year?
What the fuck, man?
I love Christmas music. I'm picking Christmas music.
Yeah, I mean,
although it would get, I think by month like 4, I'd get a little crazy.
There's a lot of good Christmas music out there. Yeah. So it's not like you have to listen to the Jingle Bells 24/7 and be like torture.
That's true.
So you, oh, Mariah Carey, that counts.
Yeah, you get to listen to everyone.
Justin Bieber literally has a Christmas album. Michael Bublé is wonderful.
Michael Bublé.
So I think I'll choose Christmas music. It's okay, just nice.
Good. Yeah. All right. Shoot, fuck, Mary.
You do it. All right.
Marcus Mumford, yeah. Liam Hemsworth, and Jason Momoa.
Ooh, I'm marrying Marcus, like 100%.
I knew you would.
He can sing to me every day.
Sing to me, Paolo.
Although, I don't know what it's like to marry a musician because they're always on tour and like constantly drinking.
And like there's a million girls like you who like are obsessed with them.
Oh, absolutely.
You have to be like very secure.
I wonder how Carrie is. Her name is Carrie Mulligan. Yeah. Do you know he was married to her? They have a baby. Yeah. They have two babies now, maybe.
Yeah, it's cute.
I'm jealous.
I'm sure he's faithful, maybe. Isn't it weird how like you think of these people and you think of them as these wholesome, faithful people? And like they're probably nothing like the like idealized vision. Like that guy. I mean, I think about that with Kit Harington.
Yeah.
With like the Russian.
I don't believe that.
Right. You don't believe that because you think you know him. But
Jon
like,
Snow.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You think you know him. You have, they have this like this. They work very hard on like creating this public image. But like that could just not be who they are at all.
Oh, you're right. But still, it's Marcus.
Anyway.
I'm marrying Marcus, unfaithful or not. I'm having
sex with Jason Momoa.
No, I was going to choose Liam.
Really? He's like, I just keep thinking it was Carl Droga.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Carl Droga.
He's like pretty
hot.
How
could we get rid of Liam? That would be like an injustice to the world.
I do like Liam. Miley, you
Marcus is just like not, he's just kind of like severe dad body. And like, just has,
you have to marry him.
Yeah, you have to
make him like,
oh my God, I love Marcus Mumford. I'm so excited. Okay. Yeah, I'm getting rid of Liam and having sex with Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
He must be great.
He's really
Liam. Yeah. By the way, Miley looks amazing these days. Speaking
she
of
does.
Liam.
I like you said to her, all her black out, her
who,
all black.
Who do you think is hotter, Liam or Chris? Like Thor or Liam?
I'm more into Liam. Oh, right. You know I like the pretty look.
Pretty and skinny, yeah.
Yeah.
Although he's not that skinny. He's just compared to Thor. But anyway, so
but I am into Jason. I think just from that, like, Dothraki.
And like, his, like, scene. Hot, yeah. Like, scar across his elbow. It's just like he's been through
super
some
emotionally
shit.
Unavailable.
So hot.
So hot.
No, he's obsessed with his wife.
Oh, yeah. I saw him on SNL for, like, 10 seconds or, like, overheard him.
Oh, right. He hosted with Mumford.
Yeah.
He, like, talks about, like, how he saw her. He's younger than her. By a
is
lot,
he?
Yeah, and he like talks about how he saw her on TV like eight when he was eight, and he was like, "I want to be with that woman or
what
something."
What was she on, like the Cosby Show?
I don't know, but she and her daughter look identical.
Something? I don't remember.
Right? Yes.
Was that
yes?
It?
She was on the Cosby Show. She was the daughter.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Lisa Bonet. That's her name, right?
Yeah.
And then her daughter looks exact. Kravitz looks just like her.
That's her daughter.
Are you fucking Zoe kidding?
Zoe Kravitz is her daughter.
Are you on what world are you
I
on? They are
that.
Identical.
They are. I was gonna say she looks a lot like. She does not look like her mother. Is she old enough to be her mother?
Yes, she had her when she was younger.
I did not know that. Now it all makes sense. Okay,
they are the same.
I love
person.
Zoe Kravitz.
Oh my God,
she is so beautiful.
I gotta leave.
I have a girl crush on Zoe Kravitz.
Then you have a girl crush on Lisa because
okay.
She's exact.
I just thought they looked alike.
Oh my!
I did not
God.
Realize they were related.
They don't just
they
look
have different
alike
last names
because she took her dad's last name.
Well, now I get it.
They are identical. Go look at photos.
I will. That's nuts.
She had no. She has
I,
no
I
genes.
I can't believe that's her mother.
She got no genes from
I
her dad.
They were the same age.
So they're just twins?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. That's
on
our
that
episode.
Note.
Talk to you guys later. Email us, slapdipbetches.com. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. Tell everybody about this podcast, about this conversation. Email us or your dear Betches at slapdipbetches.com. And if anybody goes to the Mumford concert, please let me know what you thought because I will be loving it. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.